Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Yep, it's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Wendy Ying from Sarasota, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for June 21st. This is episode 685. This episode is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World!
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday.
I can't believe it! I just don't believe it!
What's going to happen?
Something wonderful.
Thank God it's...
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Thank God it's...
Well, that's right. Thank you for joining us here on this Friday. And I think everybody in the summer really likes Friday to come even faster because there's actually things to do outside other than shovel snow. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Glenn.
Thank you
How
for joining
you?
Us again this week. We appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I love to join you on Fridays.
Well, I got to say that this is a busy Friday, too, because there's a lot of stuff that we have to honor today, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, it's National Everything Day. First of all, my favorite holiday is National Flip-Flop Day. I know me, and my barn shoes are flip-flops.
Yeah, so we don't advise that, by the way.
No.
We don't advise flip-flops today in the barn. We can't recommend that safety-wise, although Wendy does wear flip-flops everywhere.
Everywhere. But I have a toe problem, that's why. It's medical. They're my medical shoes.
Okay.
But also today is another really awesome holiday for me.
Flip flops.
I do.
Right.
I have a toenail issue.
What else is it?
So, it's also Take Your Dog to Work Day.
Oh, mine's right here, right beside me, laying here.
Oh, hi, Glory.
Yeah,
so Tamika got to come to work today.
Wendy, you took a cute picture. Wendy took a picture and posted on our Facebook page this morning of Tamika sitting in the chair with the microphone ready to record.
Oh, yeah, she loves that. And then also Dr. Swanson took our little Norwich Terrier, Rolly, to work today, too.
Okay.
So he got some chiropractic.
Oh, there you go. And what else is today? Something else, too, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, National Skateboard Day.
Oh,
but I don't
well, there
skateboard,
you go.
So I don't know the details of that, but it is National Skateboard Day for those of you that skateboard.
Wow, there's a lot of days today. And you know what else it is today? It's National
what?
Name Your Kids Something Really Stupid So They Get Beat Up in High School Day. Did you know that?
Oh, that's true. Yeah?
Yeah, because Kim Kardashian, and I never, ever thought I'd bring that name up on this show because... You just hear way too much about the Kardashians. But, you know, she had her baby early and her, you know, with Kanye West. Well, it was announced yesterday that they have named the baby. Now, because it is National Name Your Baby Something Stupid So They Get Beat Up Later Day, why do parents do this? They named, now keep in mind, it's Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, sorry. So they named their newborn baby North, and they gave Kanye's last name, so it's now Northwest.
I know, that's just totally stupid.
I know. Don't parents, you know, it's all cute when they're babies and everything. Oh, you're a baby. But, you know, then they get to elementary school and then they get to junior high school and then they're being beat up every day. Or they're just being picked on mercilessly. Why don't parents ever think of that?
I don't know. Well, look at that race car driver, Dick Trickle. I mean, come on. Why didn't they think ahead about that?
Yeah, anyway.
But I don't know many race car drivers, although I know that guy's name. So I guess it works for him.
They're going to call her Nori for short, which, you know, Nori's okay. But she's still going to have, you know, when the teacher reads out the names at the beginning of class, it's still going to be Northwest.
I mean, come on. Can you imagine, like, the Santa Monica preschool when they're reading the things? There must be such crazy names.
You're right.
She probably blends in.
It's true. Out there, she probably would.
John Smith just wouldn't do.
No. They wouldn't know how to pronounce that.
There's probably not one Wendy in the entire class, because that's just ordinary.
No.
You know, yeah. Well, Jennifer, what's coming up? We have a lot of guests today.
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, American singing sensation and founder of Jockey World, Frankie Lovato, stops by with an announcement about his much-anticipated world concert tour. And cruising in after the break, Lindsay White, the gal who nearly single-handedly made safety headgear cool with her Riders for Helmets campaign, is here with the most up-to-date information on International Helmet Awareness Day, which takes place, in case you've been living under a rock for a year, tomorrow, which is kind of appropriate since it's National Skateboard Day. And Really Bad Ad rears its unhelmeted head for another go at, oh my God, my head's going to explode, embarrassingly bad ad. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
There are some good ones today, too. You're going to have to stay tuned for that. There's some great prizes today, too, for the winners. So, Wendy, your daily winning is her, so here we go.
Okay, my daily winning is to two non-equestrians, but still, they came up with this incredible product. It's these two Swedish design students, Anna Hopps and Therese Alston, and they designed the invisible bike helmet, which I think could definitely be worn, like for me, when I like to drive the carriages. I don't like to wear a helmet when I do dressage and cones because I want to wear my fancy hat. So this invisible helmet, it looks like a scarf on your neck, but it has all these sensors in it that can sense if you're falling.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. You have to watch the video. And then it comes around your head, and actually it's all air-filled, like those vests that they have that you wear over your safety vest, the inflatable vest.
Like an airbag, right?
Like an airbag, yeah. And so it can tell that you're falling. It covers your head, and they've actually shown that it actually has better protection from concussion than normal helmets.
The way I ride my bike, I need one of these.
Me too. I wipe out all the time on my bike, more so than on the horses. But I think it's a really cool design, and you know, it's relatively new, so who knows? Maybe this will be the next big thing. But it's a great option for people that say, well, I don't want to wear my helmet because it's too hot or I look weird or whatever.
Although you do look kind of like, I'm looking at the picture of it, and Jennifer will post a link to the website because we can't say it and you won't be able to spell it. It looks like one of those collars the dog wears. And, you know, kind of looks like you broke your neck and you're wearing a collar. That's what it
kind of
looks like.
Well, maybe that's key. It helps protect your neck, too.
Maybe they'll come up with more fashionable designs for it.
Yeah. But also, one of the things I really like about it is that you charge it with a USB port.
Oh, really? You plug it in your computer?
Yeah. Yeah, you plug it in your computer. So I love it on many different levels because it's fashionable and geeky.
So it doesn't use a CO2 cartridge like the vests do?
I don't think Well, no, it must use a CO2 cartridge, but I think you have to charge it for the sensors.
Ah.
So
okay.
It can sense when you're falling. Because with the vest, there's just a string, so when you fall off the horse.
Yeah, I was going to say, that has a ripcord, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why that vest does not work that well for carriage driving, because we tend not to get thrown from the carriage. The carriage rolls over.
Yeah, on top of you. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why that vest, while it can save you in certain situations, like you could get ejected from the carriage of course, but the majority of combined driving accidents are usually rollovers.
Plus, you know, with the other thing with carriages, too, by the way, if you didn't check out our Facebook page this morning, I put Wendy and I's romantic picture together in the carriage on the Facebook page this morning. But the other thing about carriages, too, is, you know, especially if you're the passenger or even the driver, sometimes you have to get up and get out quickly just to deal with the horses. The thing hasn't rolled over. And you have
true.
To do it quickly. So you'd be trying to unhook yourself, or you'd forget and you'd blow it up, and then the horses would bolt. So,
that's
I mean, it's never a good idea. I don't see them as being practical, but this certainly would be.
Yeah, I think this
you could
be
start
a
trend, Wendy.
You know,
you
I also thought it would be great for, go ahead, sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, you need these on your flip-flops for the barn. So, you know, little tiny ones, so that when the horse goes to
what?
Step on your foot, they just go.
Really? Oh, Glenn, that's an awesome idea. And the noise would scare them away, so they'd jump and not step on your foot.
Yeah. That's funny. All right, my daily Winnie. Well, my daily Winnie goes out to Her Majesty the Queen. And I know she's listening right now, so she's hearing this. A couple things happened at the Royal Ascot, which we talked about on Wednesday, the big race meet over there in England that all the royalty shows up for and everybody that's anybody in England shows up for. Well, the Queen did something that and has become the first reigning British monarch in history to do this. Plus, it's the another girl first since 1991. There hasn't been a filly that has won the Gold Cup race, which is the big race there at the Royal Ascot. And the Queen has become, as I said, the first reigning British monarch in history to own a horse that won the Gold Cup race. So she was very excited, very happy. She was smiling. You know, you very seldom see the Queen with like a really big smile in any of the pictures. She had a really big smile yesterday. Her horse's name is Estevit. It was a 7-2 favorite. Now, this race, Wendy, I have the last half of this race that we're going to listen to in a minute, but this race is 2.5 miles and almost 5 minutes long, so I just got to the very end. I know, it's a long frickin' race. It's on turf, and it was amazing because as they're when you hear this race start, they're going to be coming about the half-mile mark, about a half-mile left in the race, and they're all bunched up. You know how our races, everybody gets spread out. Well, these, they're all in a bunch coming down the stretch. It's amazing. All the horses are right there. So let's take a listen to the last half of the Royal Ascot Gold Cup.
Isle of Tin still leading. Second place there for Colour Vision, who's taken a definite second position now over last year's third, Sadler's Rock. 2 or 3 lengths behind them. Last Train and Estimate continue to run together in fourth and fifth positions. Top Trip, Model Pupil, and El Salvador behind those. Then Simenon, who continues to travel well from Time's Up and Number Theory and Vadimar Repita and El Tano. Heading then with the last half mile in front of them now, and it's still Earl of Tinsdale who has the advantage. In second position, Colour Vision. Sadler's Rock has been moved to the outside now to get more daylight to come with his challenge. Last Train, Estimate, and behind those, El Salvador, Simenon, and then Top Trip is followed through by Model Pupil. There are plenty going well. The home turn is already inside of the Gold Cup, and it's Earl of Tinsdale still leading. Colour Vision in second, Sadler's Rock in third. Estimate has moved into fourth position and is asked to improve by Ryan Moore. Last Train behind those, El Salvador is next as they level up for home. Earl of Tinsdale is still leading to last year's winner, Colour Vision. Sadler's Rock is next. Estimate has got room for a challenge. Top Trip and Simenon towards the rider coming home. Colour Vision has taken the lead as they approach the closing stages. Estimate is joining to join him. Simenon, the purple jacket, down the centre now. And behind those trying to come through the challenge's Top Trip into the closing stages. Estimate and Simenon. Top Trip trying to get on terms between those. Estimate, the red sleeve jacket. Simenon on the outside, racing towards the line. It's a happy and glorious day at Royal Ascot. Estimate has won the Gold Cup for the Queen. Simenon was second. Last Trip, Altano, Calavision.
Woohoo! There you go. He wasn't excited at all. Hey, we have our good friend Frankie Lovato on the line from Jockey World. And I got to tell you, Frankie, that was exciting. And if you're the jockey for that particular race. You know, it's a good day for you, isn't it, to be on the Queen's horse and win for the first time?
Gosh, I'd say. I mean, I couldn't. I was thinking about that. You know, you think about winning a race or a big race like that, but winning it for the Queen, holy smokes.
Yeah, you probably have a knighthood coming. Don't you think Ryan Moore might have a knighthood coming very soon?
I thought I saw it in the winner's circle, actually. I think she took his whip. He took the whip away from him. She knighted him right there with his whip.
Yeah, that's a good day for everybody, and I think the stadium went crazy. I mean, everybody there went nuts. It was fun to watch, too. I don't know if you got to see that race on video, but it was really fun to watch, and it's such a long race, 2.5 miles.
Yeah, yeah, it's you earned your money there.
Yeah, how tired are you as a jockey after 2.5 miles on doing that?
I've never ridden a race 2.5 miles. I've ridden, the longest I've ridden was 2.25 miles. And it's very rare that that there's thoroughbred races, especially here in America, that are over 2 miles. So, but to tell you that the races that I have ridden that were those type of marathons, I mean, literally, your legs cramp and fall asleep in the stirrups, and you really hope that your horse is running for you, because if your horse isn't running underneath you, like if they're lagging or kind of lazy, man, it just burns. Your legs just want to crawl. Hold up.
Well, before we get to talking about music and everything you've got going on at Jockey World Camp, you had to have seen the video of the Shire race over in England. And tell me you didn't want to get on one of those. Didn't that look like fun?
That was so cool. I couldn't imagine that.
Half the field got really tired after like 20 strides.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, are we still going?
And I think the jockeys were laughing the whole race. You could see this in a picture. You could actually see them laughing.
And did you see that none of them were in short stirrups? They all had their stirrups long.
Yeah, there's just probably like I was talking about those marathon races where if a horse isn't running underneath you, you know, like a horse has to carry you and you don't get as tired. But if they're not carrying you, or if they're very lethargic, like in action, I could imagine that there's just no way you could ride in short stirrups when the horse is just going ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum.
You What's could, but they'd probably just stop and park.
Yeah, just fall over.
I have always said, and I still say to this day, if we're going to get racing back in this country, tracks all across this country need to start doing fun, entertaining things to bring regular spectators in. And this is, look at the press this has gotten. This is the kind of stuff they need to do every day, the fun stuff.
I agree. I mean, it's always good to stir the pot, right? Make something interesting, something different. But they do a bunch of charity things throughout the year around the country. I've seen, like, have ostrich races and camel races and, I mean, crazy stuff that you don't see every day. On family fun days, they bring new fans out. I would never ride an ostrich, but would you, Glenn?
I'd probably try it. I wouldn't last long, probably about 3 feet. But Wendy could probably do it. I could see Wendy.
I would love to do it.
Would you, Wendy? See, that's what racing needs. They need more Wendy's.
I don't know about that.
Well, Frankie, we have you on to talk about something you're doing this weekend that's a little different. And,
there you go.
And takes a lot of guts to do what you're doing this weekend.
You ain't
now,
kidding.
So let's remind everybody, and regular listeners of this show are going to know this, that Frankie is also a musician. We've played your song many times, and we'll play it a little later in the show, Legend in the Game. But you also play other music. And you're going to really put it all out there. Tell everybody about it and how you came up with this.
Well, locally here in our town, we have some charity events throughout the year. And I'll have people that will ask me if I'll play for their charity events. And basically, I play guitar and piano. And I through the years, I've accumulated many songs that some of them I've long forgotten, but I've got about 100 or so songs that I could play. It's still up certainly 2 hours, and I just got to thinking, you know, I do these charity events anyway. And I need to raise money for my own charity, which is Jockey World and education. And it's we target specifically the youth, people that want to work in the business and the industry, in the stables and jockeys and trainers. And anyway, I was trying to think of a way how I can raise money, a clever way. And I thought, well, heck, I play for these other charities. How can I do this and use our Jockey World radio show and our network, which is across, actually, our network in Jockey World reaches the globe. So, you know, I can't bring them to my house. I can't do that at the local pub. So I thought, well, heck, I'll just put the phone on speakerphone and have let people call in, make a pledge and a request, and I'll play whatever they want, and I'll give it a shot.
So you're going to do this through your Jockey World radio portal? Is that how you're going to do it?
Yeah. So
just like this show, people will be able to listen live to it.
Yes, live, and then they can – I have a link, and it's actually – if anybody wants to check this out, then go to jockeyworld.org, and on the homepage is the information. So what I did was is I made there's a link that has a playlist, and they can pick an artist or a song, and then what they do during the live show, they can call in and say, I would like to hear Sweet Baby James by James Taylor, and I would like to pledge $10, and that's it.
Well, I got to tell you, I was looking at your playlist, and I was shocked at the amount of songs on this playlist. Oh, my gosh. And a lot of James Taylor, obviously he's one of your favorites. Some Paul Simon, some Kenny Loggins. We've got the Beatles in there. I don't see much rap on here. I'm not seeing much rap.
That's gonna be my next. That's my next concert.
I'm gonna have to call one of Jennifer's favorite songs and artists is on here, so I might just have to call in tomorrow night.
Oh, that would be great. Not tomorrow night. It's Monday night.
Oh, Monday night. Yes, it's the 24th.
Yep. But if you call in now, I'll still play it. If you call in tomorrow night. Anything for
yes,
you,
the 24th between 8 and 10 p.m., right?
Yes. And if they can't call in or they can't listen to the live show, we have our email address is info@jockeyworld.org. They can, ahead of time, actually, I'm going to really hope that people do so that, you know, we don't miss calls, but they could pledge ahead of time. They can write in. They could look at the list, and right there is the email address, and they can say, hey, I'm not going to be able to tune in live, but I would love to hear such and such, and I'll pledge, you know, $10, $20. So we're trying to make it as easy and as simple and fun. And I wish I had, like, virtual tomatoes that people could throw when I screw a song up. That's going to happen. I'm just telling everybody it's going to happen.
That's not going to happen. I think you're really brave. I think it's great.
No, thank you, Wendy. I
can't wait to call in.
But it's going to happen.
You got some Billy Joel I'm looking on here, too. Van Morrison. You got quite an eclectic mix here.
Yeah, thanks. And it's you know, something I just, over the years, I used to play in a band. But a lot of the songs we played in the band aren't really a part of that list. Because this is more of an acoustic thing, and it's more of a folk rock, classic rock stuff.
Who wouldn't pay $20 to hear Frankie play "Great Balls of Fire" by Jerry Lee Lewis?
Wow.
I want to hear him play "Ice Cream Man" by Van Halen.
Oh my goodness, is that on the list too?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Okay,
I think you're listening, Frankie.
I can do that. I can do it.
Now, you've got to have all of this music in front of you and everything. Are you actually practicing every one of these songs?
No. In fact, I've decided, I think practicing isn't going to happen at all.
No, just wing
too
it.
Many,
you can
too
just
many
wing
songs.
It.
No, I am trying to bone up a little bit, but it's impossible to play all those songs. I was doing the math. It would take me about 8 hours to practice. And that's not going to happen. So, again, bring tomatoes if you're, you know, virtual
well,
tomatoes.
Well, there have been some that have been requested already. Let's go over the list. You know you can practice those because you know you're going to have to play them. So already you've got A Friend by James Taylor.
Yeah.
James Taylor, isn't he the one, Jennifer, we went to see in that theater in Lancaster and I didn't fit in the seats because they were so tiny?
That was Don McLean.
Oh, Don McLean. Yeah, okay.
Same.
Same guy, basically. Yeah. Sweet Baby James by James Taylor. I love that song. Only the Good Die Young by Billy Joel. Yeah, that's going to be, you got to live up to something there.
That's right.
Please Come to Boston by Dave Loggins. Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison. So far, you know you have to practice those.
Okay. I'll take your advice.
Yeah, you at least want five of them to be good, Frankie.
You're right. You're absolutely right. At least the ones that were requested. I got no excuse.
There's some John Denver in there. Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, one of my all-time favorite songs, John Denver's. I forgot the name of it now.
Any song or Country Road? Or
any song. Any song. One of the greatest songs ever written.
That is.
It makes me weep.
Well, let me tell you.
Well, I'm going to request that one so I can listen to Frankie weep.
Well,
it's
funny. Jennifer wasn't supposed to see that. I was going to call in tomorrow night and dedicate that song to Jennifer. So you better practice that one too. That's going to be on the list.
Oh, excellent.
Or Monday night. I'm sorry.
Monday night. Well, you can call in any time, Glenn. You're Glenn. You can do whatever you want.
Look at the power you wield, Glenn.
Yes.
I know. Something.
You're like the queen. You actually are like the queen here in the United States. You have that power.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
True.
Well, I don't have the queen's money. I want to borrow some of her money is what I really want. I'll give up the power for money, actually. I would do that. I think I would do that.
I believe you.
So tell everybody where they can find out more and go over all the details.
Great. Well, jockeyworld.org has the whole, right on the top of our homepage, of our website, jockeyworld.org. They can just start pushing buttons right there. It kind of gives like an eye what this is all about. We're trying to raise funds for students who are hoping to attend this summer's jockey camp. One of the toughest things is not necessarily the camp expenses, the traveling expenses, because most of these guys are coming from, I say guys, 90% of them are girls, are coming from all over the nation. So it's their traveling expenses. So, sadly, I mean, I could make the camp free, and they still would not be able to afford to come. And there's many of them that I really want them to have this experience. So, they can go to jockeyworld.org and just start pushing buttons. There's a link for a song list. The song list will also direct them to an email if they want to request the song before the show by email. And also, it gives. It gives the radio show link. So this is going to stream live from 8 to 10 on the 24th, Monday the 24th, and people can listen to it live and call in. There's a call-in number, just like your show here, and they can request live. So we're trying to cover all the bases and make it fun and easy and just, you know, something really different.
Wow. I'm really looking forward to it.
Really
I can't
cool.
wait.
You're so clever.
Well, thank you. You know, the idea really is because, I mean, I can play and I do these other benefits. I'm thinking, gosh, how could I utilize this to make it useful? And you think about whenever there's these other fundraisers and there's concerts all the time, and I'm like, well, why can't I do that? You know, it's like one of those telethons.
That's right. We're gonna get you Ryan Seacrest for next year because this is going to go balloon completely out of control. And yeah, America will vote on their favorite song, and then you're going to be on The Voice.
Oh, wow.
See, Jennifer, you know, it isn't me that's royalty in this country. It's Ryan Seacrest. He would be the next thing we have to, like, a king.
I agree with you. The man gets around, that's for sure.
Yeah. Talk about making money.
He has more money
Wendy,
than the
back?
Queen, for sure.
Yeah, okay.
I'm back.
Okay. Well, Frankie, this has been fun. We wish you the best of luck with this. Monday night, everybody, June 24th, between 8 and 10 p.m., just go to jockeyworld.org, and you'll find all the details and how you can listen. He uses the same system we do, basically, for the live show. So be able to tune in and listen in. And I assume you'll have your helper there.
Yep, Kayla. Kayla's going to be answering phones, and we'll have our other girl, Britlin, will be taking the calls, the live calls and the pledges, and we'll have some special guests calling in, so I don't have that list yet, but we'll have some some big names in racing that'll be calling in and requesting a song, and then some other good friends of ours. So we're looking forward to it.
Very good. Well, I'm gonna call in, and that we're gonna make sure you have to play that John Denver song there. So
cool. I'll definitely practice it, and I just want to tell everyone, keep your expectations low.
Aww,
are you? Do you have a backup band, or is it just you and your piano?
It's just me and a guitar and piano.
Okay. So, you gonna play the guitar and the piano at the same time, Frankie? Are you that good?
I'm not that good.
You need cymbals on your knees, and then you can be a one-man band.
Yeah, yeah. that's a good picture. Visualize that.
Yeah, Jamie has the guitar and the harmonica thing going, and that's very, well, talk about old James Taylor, folk songy. That's old folk songy for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Frankie, we'll look forward to this. This is going to be a lot of fun. I hope you raise a ton of money and get to bring a lot of kids into Jockey Camp.
Thank you so much, Glenn. Thanks for having me on and getting to talk about this.
All right. Bye, Frankie.
Have a great show, guys. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Do you think you're too old to go to Jockey Camp, Wendy?
I don't know. I want to go. It looks so fun.
I know.
Is
I think
it only
you'd
for
have
kids?
A blast. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's for, it's for young people who want to go to be a jockey eventually. So
they should have like a grown-up. They should have a grown-up jockey week.
Grown-up jockey camp. Well, remember we found that one racetrack up in New York that we can go to driving camp and we can actually drive harness racing horses on the track and then actually be in a race. Isn't that cool?
Oh yeah, that would be much safer, I think, because riding race horses seems a little scary.
I'll tell you what, though, if we're going to do that, I really need that blow-up neck brace helmet thing if we're going to go do that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We need that. Because think of how fast you go.
I know.
And most people get catapulted out of the carriage. Because when those carriages wreck, like the shafts go into the ground and you can get launched out of there.
Great. Yeah, I definitely need one of those. I'm going to have the air vests. I'm going to have bubble wrap, everything. Yeah. I do think that sounds like fun. We have to work that out for next year. Well, let's take a break for our title sponsor for this show today is Kentucky Performance Products, and they are here with their Kentucky Performance Products Nutrition Minute. This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Electrolytes. Who needs them? Your horse, that's who. Electrolytes perform critical functions within your horse's body. They help regulate nerve and muscle functions by carrying electrical impulses between cells. In addition, electrolytes assist the body in maintaining a healthy fluid balance by controlling your horse's desire to drink. When your horse loses significant amounts of electrolytes and fluids, problems such as dehydration, muscle cramping, fatigue, tying up, and colic may occur. Even in mild forms, these conditions can have a negative impact on your horse's ability to perform and recover after exercise. Top riders and veterinarians turn to Summer Games Electrolyte to keep their horse healthy in hot weather, and you can too. Summer Games replenishes the electrolytes and trace minerals lost when your horse sweats, and it stimulates the thirst response so your horse continues to drink and stay properly hydrated. So when the going gets hot, trust Summer Games Electrolyte from Kentucky Performance Products to protect your horse.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com. Yep, that's kppusa.com for all of their terrific products, and we thank them for being a supporter of the Horse Radio Network since the very beginning, almost 5 years now they've been with us, one of our longest advertisers, and we really appreciate Karen and the gang over there. And don't forget to follow them on Facebook. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products. Well, Wendy, we have there's been this big battle going on down in Wellington between the people who Mark Bellissimo, who is one of the show developers and producers down there of the Equestrian Village, he's been trying to expand his project and put in new stadiums and barns and fields and everything at his complex down there. And it's been a fight for a couple of years now, hundreds of thousands of dollars spent between him and the city council. Well, it was just announced yesterday, a path to peace is at hand regarding the brand new rings and stadium barns and big fields at his complex. And it the report is that they have reached an agreement and a settlement. And I don't have all the exact details on that. That probably is going to be out today. But it looks like the fighting may end, and they may actually be able to improve the facilities and get things rolling.
Well, that's great. And that's great to hear, because I don't really understand the whole controversy either, because, you know, you'd think more horsey development in any community would be great. But I don't understand the dynamics down there.
What it was is a couple of rich people who don't have horses didn't want all these people coming in. They don't want people in their neighborhood.
Oh, I see.
That's basically, when it comes down to it, that's what it was. It was, you know, one family in particular just didn't want any, they don't like interlopers, especially poor ones in their neighborhood. So, you know, if you're not a billionaire, they don't want you around. And they have all these people coming in, you know, ruining the neighborhood. So that's basically what the problem was. But they've got that pretty much worked out. Did you know, Wellington, you know, is an interesting place, and for anybody that hasn't been there, there's a community down there. I don't know if you've ever been to it, Wendy, but there's a community down there called the Equestrian Preserve, and there's 9,000 residents there, and about 85% of them have horses, and they have 60 miles of bridle paths just in that preserve,
wow.
In that neighborhood. Yeah, and the speed limits are 25 miles an hour, and they have all the push button crossings and things like that on buttons that are horse height. And
really?
There are, yeah, it's really cool. There are 60
great.
Polo fields, 60 polo fields around Wellington. I mean, you can basically play a pickup polo game almost any time around Wellington. And there's a couple, you know, very famous people that live there. Of course, Michael Bloomberg's daughter Georgina owns a 12-acre estate. That was about $8 million when they bought it. Bill Gates lives there and spends his winter there on his 4.8-acre estate worth tens of millions. Frank McCourt, who is the L.A. Dodgers owner, former one that was in all the trouble with his wife, has an $11 million estate. John Malone of Liberty Media, billionaire, has an $8 million estate. Tommy Lee Jones just put his 50-acre ranch up on the market for $26 million. So if you want a place, Wendy, if Sarasota's getting old, you can head down there.
50 acres is too much. 50 acres is too much for me.
Yeah, that's too much. Bruce Springsteen, of course, owns a place down there because his daughter rides. And, you know, there's quite a few others that are down in that neighborhood. And they all are involved in horses in one way or another. So, you know, it's definitely a horsey neighborhood, but you might see, you know, some very famous people riding by in those bridle paths.
Well, you know who else you'll see down there is Tamika. Tamika has tons of babies down there in Wellington.
Your dog?
Yeah, Tamika's had tons of babies, and one of my very good friends, John Talley, he works for Lyman Whitehead, who's a hunter trainer, and Tamika has like 4 babies that are down there just like living the high life. They even go on Georgina's plane back and forth from Wellington to New York for parties. Yep. Yeah.
Wow. So you've got...
I know, he sent me pictures of them by the pool and on the plane.
He has some very famous protege, huh?
Yeah. I mean, we think like she's spoiled here coming on the radio show. Her babies are flying on private planes with Georgina Bloomberg in New York for parties.
That's funny.
They don't invite us, but the babies send pictures.
Wendy, by the way, the dog we're talking about is a Jack Russell, right?
Yes. Well, I mean, we don't know technically, but she's some kind of Jack Russell-like dog. The fathers were all Jack Russells. I know that. So.
That's funny.
For the most
It's like old friend day here on Horses in the Morning. Some of our best friends are joining us. Frankie Lovato was just on. He has actually been a guest since the very beginning of Horses in the Morning, and so has Lindsay White, who is the one that founded Riders for Helmets, and she has been a friend of ours for a very long time, lives in Lexington, and is the woman that today is probably pulling her hair out because she's the one that put together and started the International Helmet Awareness Day, and it's grown to a point now where I am sure she's wishing she had about 10 staff. Right, Lindsay?
Oh, my gosh, 20. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much. I know you're swamped today with everything that's going on tomorrow for International Helmet Awareness Day, but we had to have you on. I think we've had you on every year since the beginning of this, and we could not have you on today.
You have, and I have to say thank you so much to Horse Radio because you guys have been so utterly amazing in not just promotion of International Helmet Awareness Day, but it's about promotion of the Riders for Helmets campaign in general, and we're really, really appreciative of that.
Well, no problem. So tell us about tomorrow. How is it different? How is it bigger? What's happening?
Tomorrow, we are so excited because we now have a record number of countries participating. We have 7 countries on board where officially participating retailers will be offering discounts on helmets tomorrow, one day only. I'm going to miss a country here, so I'll try not to, but we have Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the USA, the UK, Germany, and Belgium. So if you are an equestrian in any of those countries, there are participating tack shops that will be offering special discounts on helmets.
Well, Jennifer needs a helmet, and we were talking about this earlier in the show, because keep in mind that if your helmet's over 4 or 5 years old, you need to get a new one. Because the foam inside has biodegraded to the point where it's not really safe anymore. So we'll be heading out to our local tack shop. I actually looked up, and the Tack Shack here, and we'll give them a plug, in Ocala, it has signed up. So we're going to be heading out there to look for helmets tomorrow.
Fantastic. And I'm just, so very grateful to all of the retailers and the helmet brands that are participating this year. I think we have a record 16 different helmet brands in the 7 countries that are on board this year, which is amazing. And we've got hundreds of retailers. And obviously this event couldn't happen without them. And like you say, it's not about just getting a discount on a helmet for the sake of it. There's many reasons to get the new one, whether that's because you've had a fall in your helmet and you know you should have really gone and got the new one and you haven't, or your helmet's more than 5 years old, as you say. It might look fine, but it's degrading the materials and it really does need replacing. Or perhaps your helmet hasn't really fit you properly and you haven't done anything about it. So this is a great chance to now go out and actually get a new helmet. And we're very, very thankful as well to the FEI, who have given the campaign massive support this year. They've actually just sent me an email just now that's gone out this morning, announcing that Lisa Lazarus, who is the FEI legal counsel, she will be participating in the live webinars tomorrow. So that's absolutely amazing. And she joins a number of other speakers that will be educating in the live webinars on all aspects of helmet safety.
Very good. And, Wendy and I and everybody here at the Horse Radio Network obviously are big believers in helmets, and Jamie. We talk about that all the time, and we do wear ours when we're doing our thing. But there is some you have something else that's going on tomorrow, and that's the awareness part of the day, with these clinics and seminars basically all morning into the afternoon. Tell us about who you're going to have on and what they're talking about.
Well, Lisa Lazarus will kick off the day talking about the new helmet rule for the FEI that was introduced in January. And there's been a bit of confusion among equestrians about what exactly the rule entails and, various aspects and details of the rule. So that will be a fantastic chance to ask her questions. So if anybody has questions, they can actually email them in today to us as well through the Riders for Helmets website, and we'll be certain to ask her those tomorrow. Then we have Roy Burek from Charles Owen joining us, and he will talk about exactly what we were just saying about why you should replace your helmet and when it is appropriate to do so. We have John Pitts from Fit to Ride. He's bringing a different aspect of safety. John basically talks about other aspects of safety that are not related to helmet wearing, so it's going to be really nice to look at equestrian safety in general on his webinar tomorrow. We have Courtney King Dye, obviously our wonderful favourite, joining us as well tomorrow.
How's she doing anyway, by the way?
She's doing good. Courtney continues to work very hard at her rehabilitation and keep that going. And, you know, her spirit is so amazing. And she wants to kind of share where she's at tomorrow on the call and give an update kind of 3 years down the line. I can't believe it's really been 3 years. So she'll be joining us. We have Dr. Timms from Troxel. He'll be talking about equestrian safety in general and some tips and statistics on equestrian accidents, so he'll be on the call. And then we'll also have Dr. Lola Shambliss from Vanderbilt Medical Center. She's very kindly joined us in the past at the safety conferences, and she will give a presentation on concussion in equestrian sport. And she's also an event rider, so she is an amazing speaker, because not only is she a neurosurgeon, but she's an event rider, so huge big plus there, because she knows exactly what head injuries are all about.
Now,
so,
is this
well.
Audio or video or both? How do people see or hear it?
People can register. If you go to the Riders for Helmets website and look at the press release that's on there from yesterday regarding the FBI participating in the webinar, there's a go-to meeting link, and they can either register using the link or they can just register using audio from their phone. Now, if you use the link, you'll be able to see the physical presentations on people's screens. If you actually use the audio only, you won't be able to see the PowerPoint, but you will be able to hear all of the discussion.
Cool. Very good. Well, this sounds so exciting, and I'm so happy. You know, I don't think people realize how big this has gotten. I talked to a retailer today, I'd say a medium-sized retailer, in the Midwest, and I asked her yesterday, I said, how many helmets did you sell last year for International Helmet Awareness Day? And she sold over 400 helmets in her store. Now, to give you some idea, when you own a tack shop that size and have, you know, a business the size of hers, you probably don't sell 400 helmets in 3 months. So, you know, to be able to do that in one day, and her goal is 500 tomorrow. So, you know, it's just amazing what you've done, and I know the amount of effort and the amount of your own money you've put into this to make this happen over the last couple of years, and the amount of time and heartache and all the effort you've done, yet you've seen the results of it. You have people write to you all the time that say, you know, if I hadn't put on my helmet because of your campaign, I wouldn't be here today, and that's what makes it all worthwhile.
It really does, and I mean, we've had some amazing support from some leading riders as well, such as, I mean, Paul Tapner made a YouTube video that was just wonderful, talking about a skid lid, because I guess that's what they call them in Australia.
Skid lid?
We've had videos from Piggy French, we've had videos from Beetle Kane, Charlotte Desjardins made a video. I mean, we've had amazing videos. There's an actor called Gavin. He made a video. It's phenomenally funny. I have to say, one of the funniest videos I think I've ever seen. So, you know, there's some amazing support. And then also there's your everyday riders who have been wonderful and sent us videos and messages of support as well. And we've actually had so many that I'm going to have to issue some apologies post-event, because we literally just cannot get to them all with the limited manpower that we have. But we are so immensely grateful to everybody that's given the support to the event this year.
Well, Jennifer has a question for you.
Oh, when I go to Riders for Helmets homepage, where do I find the – I have microphone on. Where do I find the link to get to the map with all of the retailers from around the world who are participating?
There's actually a banner advert on the right-hand side that says International Helmet Awareness Day. If you click that, that takes you through to the map, and that shows all of the participating retailers. And then we will also be adding something that fixes at the top of the website today to reflect that as well.
I just looked at the map, and wow, I didn't know there were that many tax shops in Australia.
Yeah, Australia's looking pretty full, and you should see Great Britain, little country, and there's lots of red dots on that map, too.
Yeah, look at that.
So if you visit riders4helmets.com, and then you click the banner ad on the right-hand side, that will take you to the participating retailer map.
But there's a ton in Canada, too. So, you know, like our Canadian friends, you have a bunch, even Nova Scotia. So you have no excuses tomorrow.
Well, I think we have to give a special shout-out to the lone retailer in Belgium that's participating as well. I mean, wonderful, wonderful to have them on board. There's only one dot on the map in Belgium. Hopefully there'll be more next year. But we are, oh, and I'm sorry, I've forgotten Spain. How could I forget Spain as well? My gosh.
Right there in Madrid.
Oh, shame on me. We do. We have Spain on board. So we have 8 countries, not 7. I'm so sorry. I can't believe I got that wrong. Special shout out to retailers in Spain and Belgium for being the only ones in their country on the map.
You know where I want to see a little mark next year, too, is believe it or not, we have a lot of listeners in China. So next year we need a Chinese store.
We do. Do you know, we've actually had an email already from a South African retailer, and they're going to participate next year. So I think definitely we'll see more countries on board next year, yeah.
Well, congratulations again. You're doing a wonderful thing. You're saving people's lives, and not everybody can say that when they wake up in the morning. So,
well, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Lindsay. Ridersforhelmets.com.
So
and it's the number 4. Yeah, just Google search it. It'll come up at the top. But International Helmet Awareness Day tomorrow. If you need a helmet, get out and take a listen to some of the view some of the things that are going on with the seminars starting at 8 a.m. Eastern time and running through about 3 o'clock. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right. Good luck. She really
what
has
a great campaign.
She really has put her life, her soul, and for no money. I mean, she, you know, this is not a thing that she makes money on. You know, I know in the past that she's lost money on and just had to put out some of her own money, but for her, it's worth it to see people, you know, saved and to, you know, to have them alive today because of this campaign. And she has so many people on her Facebook page that have posted that that's, you know, they got a new helmet because of the campaign and they wore it and they're here, you know, they're here today because of it. So,
she's really changed the attitude. Oh, go ahead, Jen.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You don't need a new helmet. You don't have any friends who need a new helmet. Don't have time to participate in the free webinars because you're going to be somewhere in the world with no internet reception. You can always go to ridersforhelmets.com and donate to the cause to help her pay for flyers and pay for mailings and pay her Skype bill.
Yeah.
You can do that too because the few people who work on this, there's not a lot of human beings behind it, are volunteers. There's no salaries at ridersforhelmets.com.
Yeah, and they are, I think they were applying for their nonprofit status, so I don't know if that came through yet or not, but I know they were applying for that, and, you know.
That's a time-consuming process,
We have lived through this with her from the very beginning and had many a meal with her and, you know, trying to put all this together, and good for her. It wouldn't be here. You know, a lot of these laws would not have changed, Wendy. You know, you work with the USEF. And a lot of those laws would not have changed had it not been for Lindsay. And I know she doesn't want to say that, but it's true.
No, I think it's really true. I really think that when she started this campaign, the attitude was like, well, whatever. You know, it was kind of like a preachy kind of way to get people to wear their helmets. But she's really changed that attitude, the way she has presented this. And I don't feel like, you know, she's nagging me to put my helmet on. And it makes you want to wear your helmet, and she has really changed the thought of top-level FEI riders, and it really has trickled down throughout the industry. And with that new ruling to wear your helmet in dressage all the time, it shows, I think it really shows how she has changed the attitude of many, many people. It's incredible.
Well, very good. Thank you, Lindsay, for all you have done. Well, let's take a break and hear Frankie's song that I talked about earlier in the show. You'll get a little peek of what's going to happen on Monday night. It is called Legend in the Game. This is Frankie Lovato. And then we're going to be back because, of course, it's Friday. And everybody knows what that is. It's Really Badass Day.
Not a movie star, the big screen. Not a ball player, a mini big team. Was not a hero that fought in war. Not the kind of hero you've ever known before. 38 was the year. They come from coast to coast with you. For this old horse would earn his fame. This is the story to his name. His legs were straight, his build was small. Some worked out, he didn't get it all. But time would tell him what we'd see. He'd make racing his story. He gave us all. You can trust him. He'd become the underdog for all of us. An American hero is what they claim. This is the story to his name. Shot from the gun, the beginning start. Every shot with all his heart. With his side, he stood apart. The others were fading. From a cloud of dust, would arise the spirit in all of us. With all his might, we do emerge. With the eyes he overcame, to be a legend in the game. Not in the sky like a bird of plane.
Jamie and I have been raving about the Equity Flex and Fork and Shake and Fork for months now, and some of you might be saying they're just saying all those nice things because they are getting paid to. Well then, let's hear from some other people about what they think. Here is Flex and Fork user Eric Bates, Pasofino owner from Kentucky, on their sturdiness.
I've been using the Flex and Fork for almost a year now. I looked it up on the internet as being a quality-made fork, and that's what I was looking for. I had already replaced two or three, you know, the manure forks that you would get at a farm supply store, and I wanted something of good quality that would last, and this has just been more than I could ever ask for.
With the Shake and Fork, you save time and money by just using this motorized fork every day. Here is Leslie from Horse Nation on how much bedding she is saving using the Shake and Fork.
It really does. It helps you sift through, you know, so you're not throwing out as much. I think Equity says that the forks probably save you $1 a stall per day in between bedding saved and labor, you know, time you're saving, and I believe them for sure.
And then there is our terrific listener, Aubrey, who cleans barns for a living, on how much time she saves with the Shake and Fork.
It's funny because you have to kind of slow down when you do it just because you have to let the fork shake for a second, and so it kind of took me a little while to say, okay, just slow down, because I tend to do them a little manically anyway just because I have so many to do. But you do them faster. Even though you're physically moving slower, you're doing the stalls faster. But a couple of the barns that I do use sawdust, and it's amazing how fast I can go through those barns. And it's pretty much cut down half, and I'm using so much less shaving, so it's going to end up saving a bunch of people a bunch of money of the barns that I do.
Okay, you've heard them. It's not just Jamie and I saying this. What are you waiting for? Go to equitymfg.com and get yours today. Equitymfg.com. You will thank us every single day. Well, you're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek here with Dr. Wendy Ying of the Driving Radio Show, filling in for Jamie while she's still off on maternity leave. And, of course, Coach Jen is in the producer chair. This show today is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com. And it's everybody's favorite time of the week.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's time for Really Bad Ads, our favorite time of the week, when our listeners submit to us some really bad, usually Craigslist ads or ads from around the internet that involve horses or something to do with farms. And we read them for you and try and make them a little bit entertaining, like we have to work so hard at that. And we give away prizes for the best really bad ads. And I'll tell you what, we have a couple of great prizes this week. Jennifer's going to tell us about them. Oh, Jennifer, we cannot hear you. Need to learn to turn your mic on.
That's because you guys don't want to listen to me, you know, during the commercial. Shield Live Protection Package is on the list today. As the weather changes, your horse's pest protection needs change. And with four distinct fly control options with UltraShield EX, UltraShield Red, UltraShield Sport, and my favorite, UltraShield Green, the UltraShield family allows you to rotate your horse's pest protection across a broad range of conditions. Look for Absorbing UltraShield Protection at your local pack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at absorbing.com, where, by the way, you can also find downloadable coupons. Also on today's
Prize Roster. So they get a whole package of fly protection stuff, huh? That's cool.
That's right. You get four different fly protections. It's for one horse, it's like a whole summer's worth. Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
And also on the prize roster, Dr. Rose's Remedies, a gift pack of products from Dr. Rose's Remedies skin treatment salve, which are 100% all natural products. They are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, and anti-obnoxious teenager. Dr. Roses are made with all human-grade ingredients and are safe and effective for treatment of scratches, abrasions, cuts, and scrapes, and especially this time of year, skin funk. Ask for Dr. Roses at your local pack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at drrosesremedies.com.
Hey, Wendy. Wendy did a whole thing on the driving radio show this week about red bumps on horses and all the different things they can be. You forgot to talk about skin funk. Maybe that'll be next week.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That is a whole nother show. That's like a whole show on its own.
Well, Dr. Rose's really does work, and I know this is not recommended. They don't say that you should do this, but we use it too. You know where it's really good for is fire ant bites, because we have those nasty red fire ants down here, and boy, when one of those bites you got a week's worth of itching. I mean, it's just awful. But Dr. Rose is just one day and it's gone, and so that's really nice. But as I said, if your animals get fire, Jennifer will tell you this: for some reason, her horse has decided that he wants to roll in the fire ant nest.
Oh, and, Beaker!
He gets them on him, and then he bolts. He just runs and runs and runs and runs. So if we hear him out there just running and running and running, we know that, and he won't stop till Jennifer goes out, that he got into the fire ant nest. Oh, and Dr. Rosas is good for that too.
Poor little guy looked like a bowl of popcorn the other day.
Yeah. Aww. That's a good
It can be really damaging. Because look at them. I mean, you've seen Dante's face. He looks like he has a chemical burn from when he got bitten by fire ants like that.
Yeah,
they're
he
no
gets
fun.
On his coronets a lot because he stands where the nests are.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to really bad ads for this week. We have a lot of them here. And if you submitted an ad or multiple ads, you don't hear it this week, it might come up next week. Or the following. Jennifer keeps them in the queue, so we'll get to it at some point. There's just a lot of them, and we have some new people here too, I think. So I always look for one to start today, and I think I found a good one. You know, guys, how we're always seeing ads where people want to trade their crappy old broken down horses that are untrained for the ones that for the perfect ones. They always want to do that trade.
Right.
Or they want to trade their horse for, like, a lawnmower or a refrigerator or a gun.
Oh, I love those.
Well, here's one for you. This one is titled Barter Looking for a MacBook. I need a MacBook for school. I have the following and I'm willing to trade. And this just goes along with the it's probably not an equal trade. Here we go. This is what this person has. And I'm guessing it's a she, but I could be wrong. I have a MacBook for school, and I have the following I'm willing to trade. A pack of napkins. A can of vegetables. You choose the vegetable. A Robin Hood Men in Tights DVD. You half-used Glade candle, fresh linen scent. Like the smell, I guess. A bottle of lemon-lime Gatorade, unopened. Oh, so we get a new one anyway. 19 Ziploc sandwich bags. A pack of tube socks. A box of 63 crayons, missing cadet blue. I guess the dog ate that one. Doesn't sound like she used any of them. A bag of pogs. What are pogs? P-O-G-S. Do you
know
Jennifer, what pogs are?
No.
I don't know either. I have no idea what pogs are. Okay. Black belt.
Pogs are like they're like little trading things, little trading cards, I think.
Oh, now we've lost Glenn, so we're going to finish his list.
Oh.
Glenn's
all right.
Glenn's
you want
gone
me to go
just,
or you want to go?
You go ahead. We're at bag
all
of
right.
hogs.
Okay, bag of hogs, chicken soup for the horse lover soul 2 book, black belt, not a karate belt. This is my favorite, 60-watt light bulb. I wonder if it's used.
But is it one of those new fancy 60-watt bulbs, or is it the old-fashioned kind?
No,
because if it's the old-fashioned kind,
the
old-fashioned I don't want
kind.
It.
Yeah, it's probably the old-fashioned kind. High energy. Also, homemade Play-Doh. This is a pair of items. A button with a picture of a chicken saying, where's the beef? And a button with a picture of a cow saying, where's the chicken? And to top it all off, if that list isn't enough for you, we have a bag of ranch corn nuts.
Well, that put it over the top right there. I'm going to go get Glenn's MacBook and trade it.
I know. For the corn nuts? Well, I
the corn nuts. Ranch corn nuts. Ranch
corn nuts. It's ridiculous. And I like the box of crayons, the 63 crayons, missing Cadet Blue.
Yeah. Do you wonder what happened to Cadet Blue?
Yeah.
I wonder.
The dog ate it. dog ate it. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Isn't that what dogs do? They eat your crayons.
This reminds me of that.
Yeah.
Remember that person like sold a red paper clip on eBay or something and then kept trading up until they bought a house? Do you remember that story?
Yes, yes, yes. And actually did in the end.
Yeah, in the end they got a house.
All right, what's up? What's the first one here, Wendy?
Okay, the first one is sent in by Diane Brooks, and it's a 2011 Eclopes two-horse slat, $7,500.
Eclopes.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what that is. Less than 2 years, paid over $12,000, maybe used 15 times, has dressing room in front, please call. I have no idea what this is. I can only imagine a horse trailer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It has a dressing room, and only 12,000 something.
12,000.
Yeah.
I bet they paid. Go ahead. Sorry.
They paid 12,000 corn nuts.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, yeah. $7,500, and you can have it. Now, let me give you a lesson on putting ads on Craigslist, people. When you search Craigslist, if somebody comes in to search for a horse trailer, and you have this ad in there that doesn't say trailer anywhere, and you don't have it spelled right, people ain't going to find it. Just saying.
No.
An
Eclopes. We have to search for
anybody searching for an Eclopes will get your ad and only your ad.
Your ad. That's true. You'll be the only one. Or two-horse flat. Kelly Peterson sent this one in. I don't remember that name. I think that's new. Used clean toilet. How come I always get these? Used clean toilet in Woodruff. Needed to install a new toilet and want to give away the old one to someone that can possibly use it as a gardening decoration. Free to you, U-Haul. You know what the best use for old toilets is? And this goes back to our redneck days when Jennifer and I had a big farm. And we used to go out and we used to shoot every Sunday afternoon. We'd take the guns out and shoot. When you take a shotgun and shoot a toilet, it is the coolest thing ever because the porcelain just breaks into about 1,000 pieces and flies about 30 feet in the air. I would have went and picked this toilet up. We used to go find used toilets just so we could shoot them on Sundays. There's redneck for you.
You are a total redneck. I had no idea.
You haven't lived till you have seen a toilet blow up into 1,000 pieces.
She should have put that in. You can either you can use it for a gardening decoration, or you can shoot at it.
Target practice.
You can use it for target practice.
Yeah.
Has to be a shotgun, though, because that's what really makes them blow up. Just saying.
That's true.
Thank you, Kelly.
Okay, the next one is from Yankee 44. It's horses and tack. Oh, this is one with no punctuation. Oh, no, here's a little punctuation. Have horse and tack for sale. If you need it for horse, I probably have it in some form or another. Have just accumulated too much of all and need to downsize. Not going to give it away because it costs me to buy it, and I'm not getting rich off it either. Too many and too much for pictures. Besides, I'm not good on this thing, but if you call and leave a message, I will call you back, and we can talk. There's a different idea. Thanks for your time.
And when you pull in the driveway, there's going to be a big neon light that's blinking, dealer, 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 as you pull in the driveway. Just saying.
And plus, this guy already has a bad attitude. I don't want to talk to them. This is somebody you're going to drive down the road. You're going to get there. You'll be stuck there all day looking at all his crap that you don't want to buy. And he'll keep telling you some story that goes behind all this stuff. You'll be there all day.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. He's
Thank
lonely.
You, Yankee 44.
He's supposed to say he's a lonely guy.
That's true. Yeah, you do picture this as about a 75-year-old guy, don't you?
I bet he has a toilet in the front yard with plants in it.
Deb, I don't know how to say her last name, so we'll just stay with Deb. This is great. We're going to have to post this on Facebook, and I want to ask Wendy if she has any idea what this is. And this is the ad, and it's a picture, and I'll describe the picture then. We are not 100% certain as to what this is. Was told that it's used to exercise horses in the morning. Apparently you can't exercise them in the afternoon with it. It appears to be some sort of harness mobile device. Bottom line is it's in excellent condition and fairly priced. Call Ed. It is some kind of little cart. that has shafts on the front of it, and I think you stand up in it because it looks like you put your butt against the thing that's coming up in the back, and it's blue and it has little wheels. I have never seen one. Have you seen one?
I've seen something like this. This is a horse braking vehicle. So it's like a homemade one. And the reason that the shafts are like that is you put them out way far. So when the thing kicks and bucks, it doesn't get you in the face.
Yeah, because it looks like the horse would be about 20 feet in front of you with a shaft.
Yeah, that's what it's for, the horse to be way out in front of you. I've seen them sometimes I've seen Arab trainers have them and like saddlebred trainers. But it's kind of a four-card in a way. You know how they train the drafts with the little thing? The four-card is actually made, you can hook implements to it. But this is made so you can stand on it, and you can, so you hook the horse to it, and the horse is way out in front, like I said, and then you walk alongside, and then when you feel, brave, you can step on there, on that platform. But
so it's almost like a homemade chariot without the cool.
Yeah, it's a homemade chariot, basically. Because that's what the thing is in the back. So if the horse runs off and bolts, you don't fall off the back. And then if it balks and starts bucking, you can lean onto that front platform.
Okay. Well, I knew you'd probably know what it was. Jennifer, you're going to have to post that whole ad on Facebook. Post that one up there. That's pretty good. I like that one. Thank you, Deb. And you have the next one, Angela. Oh, did we lose Wendy?
We lose Wendy. We lost Wendy.
Do you want to do Angela's, Jennifer?
I'll try to do Angela's. I'll do my best because this is going to be a tough one. Thank you, Angela. Palomino stud, 2-year, beautiful, $300 in Galax, Virginia. Can send pics, .. Very nice, large horse, .. Beautiful Palomino, ready to break.
That's it.
That's it. That's
short
the whole thing.
Short and
sweet. Get right to the point.
This is a person with very few words. You know how Wendy said you're going to go to that other ad and he's going to talk your ear off all day? This one's going to be 2 minutes and you're out of there. Here's the horse. You want it or not?
Yep. And you're going to walk in and you're going to say, oh, this is a nice little horse. Have you had him for a while? Yep. Can you tell me a little? Can you tell me a little bit about him? Nice horse. Have you ever ridden him? Yep. That's going to be what it's going to be.
Wendy, are you back? Oh,
I'm back.
Wendy.
What's
are you
doing,
back?
Wendy? I'm back. Can you
hear
me?
Yeah, Jennifer just did that one for you. Boy, we're having trouble getting booted off today. Robin Donahue sent in this one, a half quarter, half Arabian. I-R-A-B-I-O-N. Arabian. $500
Arabian.
In Cedar Creek. Arabian. I have
that
a half
like
Arabian.
A new...
What's that?
Sounds like a new brand of microwave.
Yeah, that's true. I have a half Arabian and half quarter horse for sale, S-A-I-L. He is still in training, but price will go up. Unroll sold just because he is still in training, but B is not castrated. But will be in next month. If you need stallion, he is good for it. I got two out of him, but now he is for sale. He is six.
What?
He years old and stands 15 hands hit. If you are interested, or call or ask for Frankie. There you go. He is unrolled, apparently. Let's go over this again. He is a half quarter horse for. He is still in training because his price is going up. He is unrolled. He has not been castrated. Is that have something to do with castor oil, by the way?
No.
And he will be in next month. And, by the way, she got two out of him, but I'm not sure what those were. Doesn't quite say what where he got.
I don't understand this at all.
Well, if you castrate, don't you get two out of them? Apparently hasn't done that.
You do. You can get – well, I mean, in this case, I'm sure – it's a 6-year-old. She didn't castrate him because one's probably inside, so she might only get one.
Love that talking.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robin.
They're waiting for it to come down. Keep on waiting.
It'll be there eventually, maybe when he's about 20. Janelle sent the following one in.
All right. For the gray one asking 400, he's a Mustang. And for the brown one asking 400, she's a Cordy whore, spelled C-O-R-E.
A what?
A Cordy whore.
A corny whore?
A corny whore. C-O-R-E, new word D-E, new word H-O-I-R. I think that's French. I think that's a French breed. Corny whore.
Okay.
The dark brown horse. The dark brown horse has her papers, her corny whore papers. The gray one is a male, and the brown one is a female. We are asking $800 for both of them, or best offer. We ill accept a trade for them. I would trade for a clothes trailer or something else. Maybe some corn nuts, Jennifer. I don't know. What do you think? The horses are for sale. I am not giving them away, but I will take $300 for each one if you get both horses.
No, wait a minute.
Oh, okay. So I have to take both.
It says up here $800 for both, and then it says $300 each for both. Wait a minute.
I know.
I
changed her mind.
I'm not that bad.
Well, Jennifer, though, it said, we are asking $800 for both or best offer. She just put the best offer right in the bottom there.
Yeah.
She just took care of that
easier.
For you.
Okay.
Yes, it just makes it easier for you.
She's a
yes.
bad negotiator.
Yeah.
She can't even get through the ad without her being like, okay, I'll take $300.
I'll take $300. That's funny. Glenn Forrester sent it. Glenn's always good for the oddball ones. I don't know, wherever he lives in the middle of the country has some
one.
Oddball stuff. Lost Longhorn Heifer. God, Jennifer, I've had this happen too. Our 18-month-old Longhorn wandered off early Saturday. She is light red with white speckled rump. Her horns are about 20 inches and just starting to curve up at the ends. She answers to cow-cow.
Oh, cow-cow.
She doesn't like to be touched, but will follow a bucket or coffee can anywhere. She likes coffee. I have walked miles trying to find her. If you have seen my big baby, please call me, and I'll be there with a pink trailer to bring her home. We live on Gillum Road, so she could be within a couple of miles. Well, here's the problem. All right. Wow. You got her all hyped up on caffeine, and you have a pink trailer. She is escaping. She is leaving on purpose. She doesn't want to come home.
Oh, cow-cow must want to come home.
Cow-cow. And your name is Cow-Cow. That's the other thing.
You know, if you're a cow and your name is Cow-Cow and the lady's walking miles to find her, of course she's going to have a pink trailer. It's going to have to be pink glitter.
Her altar's probably pink, too, don't you think? She has a pink altar.
Cow-Cow has to have a pink altar.
That's funny. Well, the next one.
I'm sorry. The next one from Mel Donald. Single horse float, $400, negotiable. Oh, this is another trailer. In Sheffield, Tasmania. Wow. So I guess they even have bad horse trailers in Australia, too. Because I think that's what float means. So single horse float, registered as homemade horse float, till middle November. Needs external walls replaced. Currently has plyboard, which can be sourced from Bunnings or replaced with tin sheeting. Has metal sheeting on the walls on the inside where the horse stands. Has just had the floor replaced with 35-millimeter thick seasoned hardwood flooring. Lights work good, toes good, tires fine. Bought a double winch, which needs work, so our attention has been redirected. Honestly, would only suit a horse up to around 15 hands. And the picture of this is totally incredible. There are no windows. There's only one axle. I mean, what horse
would
get in
it? It's made of wood. It's a homemade box made of wood.
Although it is convertible. It has a convertible top.
You take the top off
to get them in.
This is one of the most incredible ones we've seen. I have never seen one. First of all, they're usually rusted out metal and they're all falling apart. This looks like the guy just built it. I mean, it's all plywood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not you wouldn't put a Shire in here, that's for sure. It's pretty skinny. And his head would stick way out the top, but boy, oh boy. I'll tell you what, I've never seen anything like this before.
Well, you know, I think the metal rusted off, and then he just put plywood on there.
Oh, my God.
And there's only one window in the front. Did you see that? It's only one window.
Can you imagine seeing this coming down the road? Can you imagine?
No.
And it looks like it used to have a spare tire there on the side, this little round thing. You don't get the spare, I ain't buying it. If I don't get a spare,
it looks like it fell off. Yeah. Jennifer, you said you went then over to somewhere, was it Craigslist in Australia, and started looking at horse trailers, and you said they make there are some there that make our bad ones look
well,
good.
Well, if you go in and put horse float in your search engine, and then you target sites in foreign countries because they call them horse floats, you get some really awesome pictures. Yeah, really awesome.
Scary.
Mal, yeah. You would be the winner if we could send you something, but we can't. So I'm sorry. We need to find a retailer that'll support us in Australia so that we can send Mel stuff when she submits these every week. Kathleen sent the next one, and this is new to remember, Kathleen. Registered APHC mare update $500. Rigby. SSS SAR CMSS Storm 2008 Philly. Sire, I'm an easy storm. Damn, CCRCCAMAL. Got all that? Trade.
I got it.
Willing to trade for registered Appaloosa mare that meets my requirements.
Yours.
Mine. Here we go. Bambi is a smart horse and a fast learner. Bambi. That's the first clue. Flashy, too. She is very willing. Her sire has some thoroughbred in him. She would make a great barrel horse. Though she is only halter broke, she is working her way to a saddle and doing so fast. She does well when being washed. Will load into a stock horse trailer, but she's never been tied in the trailer. Walks, trots, lopes, and stops on command. But she's not broke, so I'm not quite sure when she does those things. Out in the field, maybe.
Round
she
penny.
Now
takes, round
oh,
penny.
Wait, there's an update. She now takes a saddle. By the time she wrote the first paragraph to the second, this has changed. She now takes a saddle. No buck, kick, or anything. She was worked with it on and did really well. Don't miss this amazing girl. She will make a great show horse, companion horse, mountain horse, or whatever you would like her to be. We'll do a partial trait for meat goats. Or alfalfa hay.
Oh, perfect.
Isn't it amazing how fast they trained this horse from the first paragraph to the second?
I know. Well, she's a fast learner.
Apparently. And doesn't it amaze you, Wendy, when you read these ads about how they just know this horse? The horse isn't broke. It's never had a saddle on. It's barely, you know, it barely can tie. You can't even, you know, you can't do much with it. And she knows what it's going to be good for. She knows.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be it's going to be a great barrel horse. She just knows it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never. They've never done a thing with it, but they're always certain about what they're doing.
I know. I can hear this kind of person. I've heard them tell me this all before. You know what? My horse could be an open jumper if it could jump 5 feet. And I'm like, yeah, mine could too, if it could jump 5 feet. Bambi could be a great horse if she would do all these things. Well, you don't know. And
that
if she's
true.
So great, why would you want to meet goats? If Bambi's so awesome, why isn't she, like, you know, have her own pink trailer like Cow-Cow and go all over barrel racing?
Remember when we talked about Kim Kardashian's daughter's name, Northwest? Bambi is a name that you – that horse is going to get beat up in the field. Do not name your horse Bambi, just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Yeah. Same problem. Going to get beat up in the field. Let's do one more, and we're running out of time here, so we'll do one more.
Okay, this one is from Celeste, and it's Free Rooster, Bedford, Virginia. We've just learned one of our young hens is now a rooster. We'd like to find him a good home because we don't have enough ladies for him to share with our older rooster. He's a delightful and protective young fellow. Please let us know if you're interested. Thanks so much. We don't have enough ladies.
Apparently, old guy's still busy, huh?
You know, now that I'm a chicken person, I'm realizing, like, roosters, people are always trying to give you free roosters.
Now you know why.
Because people, who wants roosters? Nobody. But they're always hoping they can give them away because somebody else might want them. Nobody wants them.
Yeah, that's true.
They're boy roosters. You have to eat them. Oh, my chickens are doing great.
I can't wait to meet him. We're going down, and we're actually going to do the show live from Wendy's house in Sarasota next Friday, so we'll get to meet your chickens.
You know, I actually have to go online and look to see the pictures to see if some of them are roosters or not, because I don't know. And if they are, I'll be giving away some free. You know, if I do have some roosters, we should give them away as prizes for the next really bad hour.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I know.
Yeah. Speaking of prizes, let's let you and Jennifer decide who's going to be the winner this week. We have the Ultra Shield Fly Protection Package with four different kinds of fly protection from Ultra Shield. You have the Ultra Shield EX, Ultra Shield Red, Ultra Shield Sport, and the Ultra Shield Green. Who's going to win that?
I don't know. Jennifer, you know what? I really like the carriage driving one, but that's because I'm biased. I like carriage driving. What do you think, Jennifer?
Oh, the,
you like
the one with the picture of the chariot / homemade vehicle?
Yeah. Because I like that. Like, bottom line.
That was pretty excellent. Yes. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. All right. Why don't we give her the ultra shield?
I know what it is, but he's like, bottom line, it's in excellent condition. Buy it.
All right. That's Deb, the name I can't say.
Yep.
Tanaki?
You know something, though? No. Let's go with this, because she has the best email address ever. Majestic Basenji. I love that.
I know. That's true. She has very difficult spelling things. Her last name and her dog are all very difficult to spell.
Yeah. Okay, but she wins Ultra Shield Fly Protection Package
Ultra Shield.
From Ultra Shield. Yes.
Yep.
And Dr. Rose's Remedies. Who wins that? Gift pack from Dr. Rose's Remedies with all kinds of good skin treatment salve.
Oh, I get to pick another one?
Yes.
Yes.
We got two of them today.
Oh, I didn't know we get to pick two.
Two. Which other one do you
think? Okay, I love the toilet one. The clean toilet, use clean toilet. From Kelly Peterson.
Yeah, that one just says what it needs to say. For you, and it was clean. I think that really steps it up. It was a clean used toilet.
I think
Kelly
must
absolutely
have listened to the show, because we've told people about shooting toilets before, and I think she probably knew I'd get a kick out of that one. So, Kelly, for you having listened to the show and knowing we would like a used good clean toilet, we'll give her the Dr. Rose's Remedy. So congratulations to both of you. We didn't get to a bunch of them today that were on the list. Jennifer will transfer them over to next week. Thank you all for submitting. We really appreciate it. Thank you, Wendy, for being here today. As I said, we're going to be live at Wendy's house next week, sitting by the pool. And next week we have to start drinking early, because it's our 2-year anniversary for the driving radio show. So we promised we'd start with the champagne. What is it that they make for breakfast with champagne?
Mimosas.
Oh, are you going to have them?
Kyle and I will make you fresh squeezed ruby red grapefruit juice mimosas.
Ooh, that sounds good.
The healthy mimosa. Yep. Yeah, it's the healthy
mimosa.
Oh, that sounds good. So we're going to start drinking before the morning show?
Yeah, and we can also have shots of wheatgrass if you want, because we're very healthy here.
Okay. Well, then we'll be doing that next Friday. You can hear Wendy and I tipsy on the air by 9 o'clock in the morning, because after that we're recording our 2-year anniversary show for the driving radio show, and that'll be about lunchtime by then. For ought to be a really good show by then. Yeah, you'll want to tune in for that. and also all the other shows in the Horse Radio Network are out. You can find them at horseradionetwork.com. I think only the dressage show is waiting to come out yet today, but everything else is out, the Western show and all the others. So be sure to tune in to those. And Jennifer's shows, don't forget, Horse Tip Daily over there. She has, you just have a congratulations too. You just went over how many episodes? You had a big milestone.
800,
Wendy.
Wow, congratulations.
800. So thank you so much for everything, everybody. Thank you for listening. And don't forget, International Helmet Day tomorrow, and Frankie on Monday night singing his little heart out. That's it, everybody. Wear your helmets. Be safe this weekend. Have a terrific weekend. Get a ride in. Bye, Wendy.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Have a great
weekend.
Good show.
Good job.
Thank you.
Go buy that blue thing. I might need it to train my new horse.
Okay.